9785.
Boy, oh boy, it's only May, but our heat wave continues for today. Blazing sunshine again, high around 97. That would tie a record again. Heat index around 100. Mostly clear, warm tonight, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, stay hydrated, high near 76. That would tie a record. Still dry, sunny. Then mid-90s again on Thursday. Could be an isolated late day or evening shower somewhere. Then scattered storms here and there during the heat of the day on Friday and Saturday. We are still more than 3 weeks away from the start of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, this is Baron Coleman from my friends over at Yellowhammer Cafe. Yellowhammer Cafe is Montgomery's premier and authentic Southern meat and three. Yellowhammer Cafe opens at 6 a.m. for breakfast, so you want to come in for things like sausage, eggs, omelets, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. You can get those starting at 6 a.m. at Yellowhammer Cafe. As they move into the lunch hour, your meat and three changes daily. Some days you got Cajun shrimp and grits, fried chicken, baked chicken, pot roast, meatloaf, pulled pork, even oxtails and some dishes you just can't get anywhere else. Go by Yellowhammer Cafe. They're on Bell Street, 1960. 61 Bell Street, right across from the Bell Street Gate to Maxwell Air Force Base. So get on Maxwell Boulevard, take it to Bell Street. When it becomes Bell Street, look to your left. That's where Yellowhammer Cafe is. You're going to absolutely love this place from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The lunch is incredible. The meat and three, it changes daily. It's got private meeting rooms. The breakfast, the atmosphere, it's laid back. It's easygoing. You're going to love Kim and her crew over there. Get by Yellowhammer Cafe on Bell Street as soon as you get a chance.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in. It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon each and every day, Monday through Friday. You can reach us anytime you want on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. For right now...
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Mike Jenkins from Jenkins Tire and Auto joins us on the program. I've been talking about you, Mike, for the last couple of weeks, and the people
People want to hear directly from you. They don't believe what I have to say.
Good morning.
That's not true. They believe everything I say.
We have gotten a great response already.
Have you really?
Yep.
Good.
The majority of it has been existing customers.
Yeah.
But they're like, hey, I heard your ad on the radio, and that's
awesome.
That's
wonderful.
So, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Very good feedback.
We'll go get you some new people in there, too.
Sounds great.
Hey, because what you do is a little different from what other people do. You managed a fleet yourself for a long time over at Jenkins Brick.
That's correct. We had 487 pieces of equipment in 5 states. We had a truck shop in Chattanooga and one here, and we did all the maintenance in-house.
So you've fixed everything.
Everything from a Toyota pickup truck to a D10 Dozier to anything. So,
and you took that same expertise and experience and you started managing fleets for other commercial enterprises around Montgomery at Jenkins Tire and Auto.
Correct.
And now you're going to say, and not now, you've always been doing it, but dropping your vehicle on your way into work.
Right.
You know, if you need tires, brakes, anything else.
We take people to and from work. Usually they'll get there between 6 and 7. We technically open at 7, but one of our technicians gets there about 5:45.
So somebody's there.
Someone's there, and we'll either take a van or my truck, and I'll take people to Taylor Road. I'll take people back to Prattville. The majority of our customers are downtown, and so we'll take them to their law office or wherever they're working, the RSA building. And then usually they get a coworker to bring them back, at closing time. But if they can't, then we'll go pick them up.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic service. You're right there on the corner. You're one block off of Madison.
Right.
You're on the corner of Perry and Jefferson.
Correct.
And super, super easy to find, get in and out of. Your technicians, you were the first to tell me, you're not the first to tell me, but it was one of the first things you told me. Your technicians is what makes you great.
Absolutely. They make me look good.
Nothing you do.
They make me look good. We've got one heck of a team, and our associates are awesome. Got one guy that's been with me with the previous job 27 years, another one 33 years, and then we've only had one person that we've turned over in the last 7 years of operation.
Wow. Yeah. That's a measure of consistency.
And treating people right.
Right.
They're great guys.
And like I said, you work on anything. You got your own service truck. A lot of people don't.
Correct. That's how we control our quality when we go out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of tractor tire repairs. When people are rebuilding the Montgomery Mall, they have a piece of equipment that needs tire work. We don't do a lot of mechanical work on the road. We will do some, but we have to have our specialty tools, which are at the shop. So we mainly just do tire work. And when I first started, we farmed that out, but quickly learned we could not control our quality unless we had our own truck and our own man. So
The shop is really in a great location. You got a lot of space in there, but you can do everything from an 18-wheeler down to...
Absolutely. And I think that's what confuses...
Down to a golf cart, really.
Well, we work on the Foshi's golf cart quite a bit, actually. I think that's a little confusing with people because they'll drive by the shop and they'll see all this fleet work going on, and they're like, ooh, I don't know, but we work. I think the day you were there, we had a 2017 Range Rover that we were doing brakes all the way around and a tune-up. And then we also had a big dump truck for a roofing company.
So we
do it all.
It's a fascinating operation, and the fact that you can get people to work, from work, is a great selling point also. But like you said, you've got people that have been there with you for decades.
Yes.
I mean, decades. What sort of separates you? What makes you different from the other folks?
On the fleet side, I would say it's because I used to run my own fleet, so I understand the importance of someone's dry cleaning van or plumbing truck. When it goes down, it's got to get back running quick because that company's losing money. And then when it comes to just what I call retail walk-ins, it's clearly, hands down, my people.
Yeah.
They're just incredible. Great technicians, very experienced. They have the ability to go from, a 17, Range Rover to a 1966 dump truck. And it's exciting for them because if they worked at the dealership, they would be working on the same car.
You're working on a Chevrolet every day, yeah.
And then another thing is we have some of the best equipment that independent shops have. From scan tools that cost upward of $21,000 to the same alignment rack you'd see at Audi. A road force balance machine. We've really invested heavily in our tools, diagnostic equipment, and most importantly, people. So.
Yeah, it's a great operation. I encourage people to get by there, shake your hand, say hey. You're there every day.
Sure.
Your folks are there every day. And it's easy to get in and out of. It's one block off of Madison, one block north of Madison. So right where Madison and Perry is, if you turn there on Perry, just... It's
sure.
Like the next building down on the left.
And a lot of people like to drop their vehicle off. They'll go eat barbecue downtown or whatever. And sometimes we'll just take them, like if it's hot or raining, we'll take them to lunch and then pick them back up after lunch. So it works out good.
It works out well. Do any reason someone would need to call, make an appointment or anything, or just drop it off?
It helps if they make an appointment, but
okay.
It's not necessary.
All right. Well, what's the number if people want to make an appointment?
265-0792.
265-0792.
That's correct.
I tried to spell something, but that zero screwed the whole thing up.
That's it.
Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. He is a spectacular human being, a great business owner, and he's offering a fantastic service down there. You've been there, what, 7 years?
7 years.
7 years. You were on Madison for a while.
Correct.
In the last couple of years, you've moved back.
And we moved and consolidated because you have one sales tax, you have one business license. Even though it was just two buildings away, it was separate insurance. And overhead was just killing us there. So
I didn't realize you had to have separate everything.
Yeah, now we're in we call it the cheap rent district, even though it's just a block away.
Well, you offer people a better deal, if you don't have...
And
extra added expenses.
I guess one other thing that would differentiate us is we don't do the buy three, get one free, and we just don't play games.
Your cost is what it is.
It's just what it is. And we're very competitive, but we don't, the buy three, get one free. They're just marking the three up, and it's common sense.
Right, and it's $400 for the four tires anyway, however you cut it.
Exactly.
Whether you pay $133 for a tire or $100 for a tire.
That's it.
Yeah, I get that, and I don't know why. Okay. I don't know why that stuff works for people. I don't know why
some
people
buy
it. I'm
sure it does.
It's just psychology.
It is.
I couldn't sleep at night if I was doing that.
Right.
And so,
Thank you. I don't know. I agree with you. It's kind of a... gimmicky, weird thing. Plus, if somebody only needs two, then they're getting ripped off on the other two.
And I guess one other thing, Baron, would be none of our techs are paid a percentage of the job, and that is way against industry standards.
Really?
Most shops have a technician's going to get paid to find issues with the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how I've been able to retain our people is just pay them a higher wage, and so they stay with us, and there's no incentive for them to... Oh, your flux capacitor's out. We don't do
I need
that.
One of those.
Yeah. So basically, we report the condition of the vehicle, and that's it, whether it's good, bad, ugly, whatever.
You can work on anything.
Anything.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, because there are a lot of shops that we only do imports, or we only do domestics, or
we do it all.
Yeah. I actually had a Volvo years ago, and I found a guy who only worked on Volvos.
Sure.
And I'd been better off taking it somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been better off taking it to a guy who could work on anything. Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto, again on the corner of Jefferson and Perry. Get by there, drop it off, call, make an appointment. 265-0972.
0792.
I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
I got to come up with some misspells. I got a lot of numbers I have memorized. 265-0792.
You got it.
265-0792. Call them, schedule an appointment. It's a short week. You can get in this week. I promise you'll get in. 265-0792. Jenkins Tire and Auto again. Corner of Jefferson and Perry. Mike Jenkins, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate
Certainly.
It.
Certainly.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Pools, picnics, popsicles. There's a lot to love about the start of summer. But there's even more to love about WOW's Ultimate Internet Package, featuring our fastest speed 1 gig internet and WOW's best in class full home Wi-Fi. You get a better internet experience in every corner of your home. Plus, when you choose the ultimate internet package, WOW cuts $25 per month off your bill for 2 years. Sign up now and we'll trim an additional $10 off per month for your first year. Like summer, this deal will be over before you know it. So call now, 1-855-WOW-NOW-1.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Iron Auto. Thanks for coming by, my man. That was fun. All right. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman on deck. You guys are going to love this. I know you're not a big Crosby, Stills, and Nash fan, but everybody likes this song.
Everybody likes this song.
Everybody likes this song.
Also, I probably like it a lot more just because, like, my intro to it was Buffett doing it.
Ah, yes.
And
yes.
So, like, it's like, oh, it's a Buffett song. Well, it's really a CSNY song or CSN song. Or,
well, you know, but Buffett did a lot of songs better than other people did them.
Correct.
Because he did City of New Orleans better. He did Scarlet Begonias better.
Than who?
Than the dead. El Dedo.
Room.
El Dedo. Let's see here. Oh, man, did you see any of the elections over the weekend?
Well, yes. I will say, though, he probably did do City of New Orleans better than Arlo Guthrie. But not better than Willie Nelson.
No, not better than Willie Nelson. Let's not get carried away. There was a massive, massive election over the weekend, and all the mainstream media is ignoring it because it signals a huge win for Donald Trump on the horizon, and it signals essentially the end of globalism around the world. This is a massive election. The European elections 2019 Here's the way CNBC put it. This is probably the most honest globalist corporatist headline I saw the entire weekend. Centrist bloc loses majority in EU vote as Greens and Euroskeptics gain, early results show. That was a Sunday story, went up yesterday evening. Here is the country-by-country roundup. This is going to blow you away. I'm not going to go through all of them, obviously, because some of these countries in Europe don't matter. The ruling Conservative People's Party in Austria won a record 34.9% of the vote. Now, you say, well, Barron, that's 65%. That's not, you know, these parliamentary elections, yeah. There's like 10 parties. 35% is massive in some of these things. The far-right Freedom Party came with 17.2%, and you put those together, they have more than a majority in Austria.
That's right.
In Belgium, the far-right Flemish Party, the Vlaams Belang. The Flemish Party. What is Flem also means snot, right?
Yes, but that's with a G in it.
Oh, really?
It's actually P-H-L-E-G-M, Flem.
Oh.
Yeah. Flemish is like another word for Belgian.
Really?
Basically. Yeah. It's
like Flemish waffles?
They're like a...
Flemish beer?
So Belgium's really like people from three countries. That's the Flanders, uh-huh. Right? And then the Netherlands and France.
And they all come together and make Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why Hitler just walked right through Belgium?
I think that had a little to do with the fact that they weren't quite prepared. I think what they did, seriously.
You think after what Kaiser Wilhelm did to them, they'd have been prepared for the second go-round?
No, somebody should call in with this. Because they did something where they're like, we got like these, they had like, it was basically like trenches, but with these giant, you know, like outposts or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the Germans just either A, ran right over them, or B, just went around them. Like they're like, we'll just go 10 miles this way and like we can get around your big fence.
Well, Kaiser Wilhelm walked through Belgium and his column was so large it took a week and a half to walk through. Like from one point, if you saw the first soldier come through, a week and a half later you saw the last soldier go through. That's how long the column was that was walking through Belgium. You'd think after that experience in World War I they'd have said, guys?
Yeah, I mean, I guess historically they're just dominated by the larger countries.
Yeah.
It happens.
Anyway, Vlaams Belang wants the northern Flanders region to split from the rest of Belgium. And it actually won seats in the European Parliament. So this globalism experience is absolutely getting crushed. Bulgaria, the ruling center-right GERB party, won against its arch-foe, the socialist BSP party. In Croatia, the governing nationalists won four seats out of their 11, and they tied with the opposition center-left SDP, the Socialist Party over there. It's just on and on and on. And Denmark was one of the few disappointments for the far right. Everybody else, really, the far right just trounced everything. Now, why do you care about this here in the United States? In France, the far-right national rally led by Marine Le Pen came to the number one seat. They won over Emmanuel Macron's Liberal Alliance Party. He calls their party En Marche. That means, I guess we're marching.
I guess so.
And Germany's the only, frankly, cucked country that voted for the left. Horrible. Hungary, a big success for Viktor Orban, who's just phenomenal. I wish Viktor Orban could be president of the United States after he gets done with Hungary.
Not on the same subject, but wasn't there the same thing in India?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. I mean, all over the world, Australia, all over the world, the right is winning. The right is winning. You know why? You want me to tell you why this is happening? Why did socialism and communism advance for so long and then begin a massive retreat all at once? I'll answer that question for you. It's not a rhetorical question. The internet. The internet. Before the internet, they controlled all communication. Yeah. You had ABC, NBC, and CBS, and the globalist corporatists owned all three networks, and they would tell you at 6 p.m. every night what to think. Your local affiliate had to bow down to them, so they would tell you what to think. That's what happened. And along came the internet, and all of a sudden, Milo Yiannopoulos could talk to you. Steve Bannon could talk to you. I'm trying to think of the other guy's name.
Some of other guy.
Oh, gosh. What's his name? Bearded fella? It's Kleinemann. What's his name? Anyway, he could talk to you. Everybody could talk to you. And you had an opportunity now to listen to a variety of viewpoints and go, wait a minute. That globalist corporatist garbage doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. We don't have to give up all of our freedom here in the United States to some world body. We don't have to do horrific trade deals that favor everyone else and amount to an exfiltration of wealth out of the United States into the hands of third world countries. We don't have to allow migrants to overrun our shores. Pope Francis saw the elections over the weekend and took this away. This guy is horrible. He's a bad pope. We've had bad popes in the Catholic Church in the past. He is a bad, bad, bad pope. The faster this guy gets out of the chair of St. Peter, the better. And I hope they put a decent pope in to replace him. Pope Francis warned on Monday against a rise of intolerance and racism as far-right nationalist and Eurosceptic parties made historic gains in European elections. Maybe people are just tired of their daughters getting raped by third-world savages. The signs of meanness we see around us heighten our fear of the other, the unknown, the marginalized, the foreigner, he said in a message for the World Day of Migrants and Refugees. It's not just about them, but about all of us and about the present and future of the human family. Migrants, especially those who are most vulnerable, help us to read the signs of the times. This guy sucks. I say that as a Catholic. He sucks. But the problem is not that we have doubts and fears. The problem is when they condition our way of thinking and acting to the point of making us intolerant, closed, and perhaps even, without realizing it, racist. I wish that SOB would take in some migrants into the Vatican. Just let them set up and crap on the St. Peter's Square like they do Paris. Let them rape some of the nuns in the Vatican like they do the women all over Europe. And then let's see if well, you know what? This sexual sadist, Pope Francis, piece of trash. I really don't like him. And I know as a Catholic I'm supposed to only say nice things about the Pope, but that guy sucks. He sucks. I cannot wait until I get the news that we're electing a new Pope. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I'm running for Pope, Dave.
I like it.
I'm running for Pope. Coleman 2020. Running for Pope. That guy was running around with Cardinal, whatever his name was, from Washington, who was very credibly accused of child rape, listening to him for appointments on who to appoint in the United States as bishop. Traveling all over the world seeking guidance and counsel from this guy that the Vatican had knowledge of, and he finally stripped him from any ability to do any public priestly functions. But for years, he knew this about this guy, that he was a sexual deviant and a criminal. And he was listening to this guy. This is Pope Francis telling me to be wary about third world savages overrunning civilized society. If they weren't savages, maybe their countries would be okay. Maybe their countries would be civilized. And they wouldn't have to go to Europe and the United States. And you can't fault somebody for not wanting to take on tens of millions of new people who don't hold the same values, who rape their women and want to enslave them. You can't fault them for that. That doesn't make them racist. It makes them rational. It makes them want to protect their wives and daughters. Red Top.
Well, I don't like Pope either. Of course, you and I agree wholeheartedly.
He sucks.
That.
He sucks. He's a terrible Pope.
Okay, all right. We've had enough about the Pope, and you ain't going to get elected and ain't going to have no day.
I
want to
be the Pope.
Yeah, good. Never mind. Let me give you some education on Belgium since you guys don't know what the hell you're talking
on
about.
On who?
Belgium.
Oh, Belgium. All right.
Belgium was formed because it was under the rule of the Dutch, who were Protestant. Belgium was formed by the Catholics who wanted to break away from Holland.
All right.
And Flemish is pretty much the Dutch in Belgium. You have the French and the Flemish. You learn French, Flemish, and English in all Belgian schools, so these people are smart as hell.
Hmm. You a fan of waffles and beer? How do you know so much about the Belgians?
My
mother's from Brussels. I have a picture of King Boudoir. And they're smart people.
Okay.
And one thing you need to know that they've got a great sense of humor. Yeah, they have a statue of a little boy who's always peeing. His name is Mannequin Piss. He's very famous all over the world. And he always faces north, and do you know what that means?
Is he peeing on the Brits?
Piss on the Dutch.
Oh, the Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So they have a good sense of humor. They get along with the Dutch, but they've always been at odds with this Protestant Catholic. And they became very rich by colonizing Africa and stealing all the gold and copper out of it.
Well, I wish they'd pee just a little farther and pee on the United Kingdom while they're up there peeing north.
Yes. I see Europe is quickly falling into a third world power. It has fragmented itself and lost control of itself. And the greenheads, we'll call them the greenheads, are taking over, and that they're anti-global, and that is very good. But the greenhead representative in Denmark was a guy with a man bun. So the man buns are taking over Europe, and that's where we're going, guys.
That's because of migration, my friends. There were no man buns prior to... No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Right. They've been brainwashed.
I'm being chastised by text message for saying
these
bad things.
These guys are being brainwashed.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm being chastised by text message for saying bad things about the Pope.
Some people just aren't ready for that, Baron.
Well, you know what? What has this guy said that's right?
I don't know.
When has the Pope ever been like, you know what? Or let me ask it this way. What has the Pope ever advocated for that isn't the destruction of Western civilization? I can't think of a single thing. I can't think of a single thing. I can't think of a single time he's like, you know what, the West is a good civilization. You know, in Auburn, I had to take a class called Western Civ 1 and 2. Dr. Kicklider, for those who went to Auburn. You guys might remember Dr. Kicklider. Good teacher. I wonder if he's still there. I wonder how you spell that. Man. I don't know. I just knew him as Dr. Kicklider. Joseph Allen Kicklider. Just like it sounds. Kicklider. All right, 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. A simple cross to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire! Fire!
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is
extremely limited. So text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street's back in action with the major averages opening with a solid bounce. And it makes sense to Mike Murphy, founder of Rose Cliff Ventures.
If you just go in, and you know this, after a five-week sell-off, usually you can find some pretty good bargains out there. You know, companies like Apple that have gotten hit pretty hard, but still have some good prospects out there. So I think you're looking for people looking for some companies on sale.
Apple up 0.5% in the early going. Meredith's selling Sports Illustrated for $110 million to licensing company Authentic Brands. Brands Group has a twist. Wall Street Journal reports Meredith will print the magazine, manage the website, and run social media, video, and advertising. Authentic Brands will collaborate on digital and social strategy with an eye on turning the Sports Illustrated name into a licensing empire. And Fiat Chrysler's talking merger with Francis Renault, if completed, would create the world's third biggest car maker. Fiat Chrysler stock up 7.5% in the early trading. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Sal Giangrasso.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Another day, more intense heat, and maybe a record. Blazing sunshine today, high 97. That would tie the record for the day. Heat index around 100. Mostly clear, warm tonight, low 71. Tomorrow with a high around 96, that would also tie the record. Still dry and sunny. Mid-90s again Thursday. Could be an isolated late day or evening shower. Then scattered storms around in the heat of the day Friday and Saturday. Not quite as hot, low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Dave, we're up to almost 3,000 views on our Facebook Live from Friday.
Roll with it.
Yes, 2,900 views according to Facebook, 189 comments, 53 shares. We'll have to do that again this Friday.
Yeah.
That was a heck of a lot of fun. And we have figured out how to go into
portrait mode,
and we figured out how to draw the sound from the board.
Well, now.
I need an adapter, but I'm going to get one by Friday. I will get one by Friday. I make that promise and commitment to this radio audience. I, by Friday, will have a way to get the audio drawn directly out of the board. We're going to set records, though. Watching it live, we only hit 98.
Right.
3,000 people have since watched it, but We need more people watching it live. So we're going to do that. We'll get the thing figured out. And
there's some better content.
Well, Dave.
You know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. Our content is fire. Day in and day out. Oh, you mean like tell people about Cole Plumbing?
Yes.
Because they have tankless water heaters?
Yes. That's exactly
and they
what
have
I mean.
Proprietary pipelining technology. And they are number one in the number two business. And when you have trouble with your bowl, you call on Cole. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would be talking about. Cole Plumbing is amazing. If you've not had the opportunity to use them, well, consider yourself lucky because you haven't had plumbing trouble. Or consider yourself unlucky because you called some other guy. Call Cole Plumbing next time, 279-8919. Go ahead and put in your phone under the word plumbing. That way it will always be available. Cole Plumbing, coleplumbing.com, 279-8919. You can also check them out on Facebook. You can also check them out on Facebook. They are they're big in Facebook. Actually, Facebook Live is where we streamed our show on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday at 11 o'clock, we'll do that again this week. Friday at 11 o'clock.
Stream the last hour.
We'll stream the last hour again. And the sound will be better. We're going to stream it from that location over there going this way instead of this location over here going that way. As you listen to your radio dial, you'll be streaming from right to left.
Right.
Instead of Dave being farthest away, he'll be closest. But that way, we have to get the audio from right here. So I need to be on this side doing that. But we're going to get the audio directly from the board, so you guys will be able to hear it super, super well the entire time. It's going to be fantastic. Almost 3,000 people watched it. That's amazing. That's amazing.
It is. It's high quality.
Well, it was viewed 3,000 times. Uh-huh. I don't know there were 3,000 separate people. It was 3,000 times.
Still.
Like, my mother watched it twice.
Right.
But I don't know if that counts. I know they have some IP address thing at Facebook where you can't just run the numbers up.
Right.
You know, you got to 3,000 different IP addresses.
Right.
But someone could have watched it from home. Or they could have watched it from their phone. Yeah. Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in, it is 43 minutes after 10 o'clock. Tom Beaudet joins the program.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well, Tom. How are you?
Fine, fine. I don't mean to be off topic or anything, but I didn't get to listen to the first part of your show. I don't know if you had a chance to talk about the announcer that got him and his wife that passed away.
We did. Right. Rod Bramblett, we did. We talked about it.
Did you get a chance to play the replay of the run back, 107-yard run back?
That's 109, friend. Don't cut 6 feet off that. It was amazing. I was there.
I'm an Alabama fan, but when I heard him play that, they played it back when they were talking about what happened. And it brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you get a chance to play it or
well,
not.
Well, we'll play it. We'll play it.
The other thing is, by all accounts, he was apparently the nicest dude alive.
Yeah.
Like, everybody that interacts with him, interacted with him, really liked him.
All right. So, we'll play it. We'll play it.
You know, that counts for something. Being a nice guy.
Yeah. I appreciate your call, Tom.
All right. Here we go. 56-yarder. Does not have the length. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight. Holy cow.
Those are two terrific calls from Rob Bradley tonight.
Absolutely fantastic. The radio call there from Rod Bramblett. I also need to play one more famous call of Rod Bramblett.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and I was here for this one.
I was not here for this one.
This was not fun.
I was not here for this one.
Also, I'm not going to do it. Just play it. Because
all right, here we go.
Very recently deceased, so I'm not going to step on any of this.
Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield, just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis got it on the reflection. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Auburn. A miracle of dirt and hair. A miracle of dirt and hair. 73 yards, and the Tigers, with 25 seconds to go, 43 to 38. And we got flags all over the field.
field.
I'll say this about both of those. Great calls by Rod Bramblett.
Yes.
Totally wasted by Gus Malzahn. Because he had a 21-3 lead in the national championship game that would have sealed this off and made the kick six and the miracle of Jordan Hare the two greatest plays in the history of college football. Because Auburn was not going to the national championship game prior to those two games.
Correct.
Now, they were favored in the Georgia game, but they were not favored in the Alabama game. I think they were like 3-point underdogs.
And the Alabama thing is a walk-off, but there's 25 seconds left on the clock. And
Georgia almost got it back.
Georgia comes back and scores, but they just said that he was out, you know, after the helmet-to-helmet contact down there at the goal line.
It was close. It was close. But anyway, but then Gus Malzahn goes and lays an absolute egg in the...
Oh, those dummies.
...end of the second half of... actually, the end of the first half and all of the second half of the Florida State game. I had the flu during that game. And even me with 103.5 fever and an ice pack on my head, kicked up, shivering, feeling terrible, was like, hey, screwed it up. This guy sucks. Randy.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I just want to complain about them clowns over at WSFA a little bit more.
Oh, please. You've called the right place. Yeah.
Evergreen content.
I've been waiting for 2 days to get this off my chest.
All right. Tell me what happened. Are you a fan of racing or you just don't like WSFA?
Man, I'm a fan of racing and I don't like WSFA. So double whammy.
You've definitely called the right place.
Oh, yeah, Indy 500, man. Everything about it, I mean, like you said, the release of the balloons, back home again to Indiana. Whichever old Hallman George they throw up there to say, start your engines.
Mm-hmm.
We missed all of that because we had to rewatch the church service that they'd already shown an hour earlier.
Right.
Did anybody ever say, oops, we made a mistake or kiss my butt or anything?
No, I actually do have a response from WSFA.
Oh, God, please. I'd love to hear it.
Hang on. Are you sure you want to hear this?
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear the liberal line.
Well, this isn't technically WSFA, but it came from them. Said, the network would have required the station to give up a portion of its local time to clear the start of the race. They do have a contractual commitment to provide the church service in that time period on Sundays. I understand WSFA began telling viewers on Friday that they would be joining the Indy 500 in progress following the church telecast. One might disagree with that decision, but I do understand local stations resisting the increasing creep of the networks to take more and more of the time slots reserved for local programming. I hope you did enjoy the major portion of the race that was carried on NBC and WSFA. Enjoy the remainder of your holiday weekend.
So it was actually done on purpose.
Yeah, they knew ahead of time. They knew ahead of time.
I thought maybe they just had some scrub in there, didn't know what button to push. Uh-huh. I mean, oh wow. So anyway, yeah, the news. I mean, it's like the news. It's going so liberal, it's ridiculous. They're towing the NBC line. The news has been hijacked by damn personal injury lawyers on the weather. You can't even see the freaking weather without looking at the V guarantee. Hey, it's so ridiculous. And thank God WAKA realized it. He said, hey, you know what? These jokers are going way left. We're going to be more conservative and pull in some beers. So they got me. I'm all in on
AKA
WAKA.
AKA kind of did the Fox News model there. But
they did.
Yeah, but brand loyalty on news is very, very tough to break. And WSFA has dominated local news for a long, long time.
Yeah, they did till about... 3 months ago, and since then, after this, I am so done.
I'm done with WSFA after this. This is ridiculous. It was premeditated. It was. I don't know what First Methodist pays a couple hundred bucks, but just put in the contract that you can preempt them for live sports, and you give them their money back. NCF did it for years with the
liberal line. Yeah. Don't care. Nobody else. If we're your only chance, you're gonna get what you get. And don't pitch a fit unless you're liberal. Then we'll get out there and protest and march with you.
Hey, good call. Appreciate it. Oh,
yeah. Thank you. Bye.
I like old Randy.
All right, here we go.
Not as much as I like this call.
56 yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
15033.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Twice this weekend.
Can't nobody tell me.
Twice this weekend I had this song on replay.
You can't tell me nothing.
It was once on the way back from your house. I played it four times in a row on the way back.
You can go and ask.
And I kept asking Owen, you want me to change the song? He's like, no. Play it again. Let her rip, Tater Chip. Isn't he cute? I took Owen to Carolyn's house. He's a doll. He's an absolute doll. BathInnovations.com, the guest hotline, 272-9228. That'll land you in our studio, 272-9228, brought to you by BathInnovations.com. Bath Innovations of Alabama, they're on the East Boulevard. The showroom is remarkable. The products are incredible. And the phone number is easy to remember, 271-2723, 271-2723, Bath Innovations of Alabama. It's great, man. They're general contractors. They'll do everything. But when they come to fix your bathroom, they're not going to paper over anything. They're not just going to hang acrylic on top of your tile or this or that. Some of the lesser guys do that. No, no, no. What they do is they take it all the way down to the studs. And they do it like 2 days, a day or two. Take it all the way down to the studs. They've come out. Everything's been pre-measured. Everything's ready to go. They take everything down. They inspect for damage. They look for water damage, rotting, broken pans, anything like that. They fix any problems they find, and then they do the installation. That way you know it's going to be basically good forever. I mean, it's just never going to have a problem because that's a perfect seal back there. It gets back there, and you absolutely will not have a problem. Bath Innovations of Alabama, Bath Innovations of Alabama, on the Eastern Boulevard, Mancronier's Jewelry Shopping Center. Get by there when you get a chance. 271-2723, 271-2723, or check them out in person. Also, I do want to tell you guys, because you know this, but this hour of the program brought to you in part by our friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. And when you get her on the horn, when you get Kim Williams or one of the other fantastic people on the horn on the phone over there, just tell them, say, listen, I want you to give me the right answer on my home mortgage. Here's what I currently have. Can I do better? Oh, did you know what I saw this morning? I've got it in this stack. The 10-year note right now is at a 19-year low. I mean, 19-month low. Excuse me. 19-year low would be very low. 19-month low, which means if you refinance today, you're getting a better deal than you would have gotten at any point in the last 19 months. The last time rates were this low was in September 2017. The 10-year is down to 2.3. The 10-year is down to 2.3. Just, I don't know, 6 months ago, it was 3.2. It's down 9/10 of a point in just a few months. Guys, that's real money on your mortgage. That's real money on your mortgage. Why, bam, how are you able to refinance and save money just 16 months after buying a house? Because the 10-year collapsed. The 10-year collapsed. And guess what? It's collapsed even more since I refinanced. Lock it in today. 567-4223. The NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Speaking of the treasury yields, Becky Gerritsen's gone bananas.
Oh, yeah?
She's at the CARE Act hearing right now, the medical marijuana hearing, and she's saying that research doesn't support cannabis, that cannabis doesn't help opioid addictions, and that medical cannabis would open the door to recreational marijuana.
Hmm.
At one point, Becky Gerritsen was a conservative. I know it's been a while. But at one point, Becky Gerritsen was a conservative, meaning she wanted you to live your own life, and she would live her own life.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I have no idea what's happened to her. I guess when she took over Eagle Forum, maybe they force you to be.
Oh yeah, they're super anti marijuana of any kind.
Oh, and Old Town Road is not a whack ass song. It's a fire song.
Whoever said that, stop listening.
It's a fire song. Holy mackerel!
That's a bad take.
It's the worst text I've gotten in weeks. Yikes. Anyway, Becky Gerritsen, go back to conservative school and learn how to conservative better. You're failing. Yeah, right.